here's a story from The World.
With 3 million cases, Brazil has the second most coronavirus infections and deaths from the disease. The U.S., as you've heard, is sadly number one. In Brazil, COVID-19 has killed over 100,000 people. Brazil's poor and unemployed have been among the hardest hit, and not just by the illness. More than 2,000 families have been evicted from their homes during the pandemic, a number that continues to rise. Michael Fox has our story from southern Brazil.
In the city of Sao Paulo, members of the homeless workers movement are leading a march to the state governor's palace. They're demanding an end to forced evictions. They chant, "I am homeless. I am from the streets." Jussara Basso is the Sao Paulo coordinator of the movement. In a video posted on Twitter, Basso says, "We are marching to denounce the evictions that the governor has been pushing." While he appears in the press telling people to stay home, not one housing policy has been created, and not one home has been built. Despite the pandemic and rising unemployment, the number of forced evictions in Brazil has roughly doubled in recent months. Brazil is one of the most unequal countries in the world. Even before the pandemic, poverty was on the rise for several years. There is a national housing deficit of almost 8 million homes. That means millions of families cannot afford basic rent, and they're forced to live in precarious housing in favelas or slums, often without sanitation or even running water. And their numbers are increasing during the pandemic.
Essa aqui é a minha casa. Meu banheiro fica pro lado de fora.
Erika Cavalcanti da Silva is one of them. She's 36, black, and she lives with her husband and 4 kids in a 9x12 wooden shack they've built themselves over the last year. It's in a community called Faith in God, on the outskirts of the city of Ribeirão Preto in Sao Paulo. This is from a video Erika sent me, shot in mid-April. She's watching as backhoes rip down 20 of her neighbor's homes. Authorities ordered the demolition. She says that with the help of local organizers, they were able to stop it. Since then, the neighborhood has grown, but the police are constantly threatening to return.
Só que não vai dar para ver muito, porque vai dar só para ver as luzinhas. Entendeu?
In the meantime, because of the COVID-19 crisis, Erika says she lost most of her housekeeping work. Her husband, who has lung problems, had to quit his job driving Uber. The monthly government support they've been receiving amid the pandemic runs out this month. She says she doesn't know what they'll do. I am scared, Erika tells me in a phone interview. I'm scared to death that my daughter, who's pregnant, will catch coronavirus. City officials, she says, think that only criminals live in the favela, but we are families here. The evictions taking place in neighborhoods like Erika's are often violent. In this YouTube video of a forced removal in another part of Sao Paulo, police are firing rubber bullets toward a cluster of makeshift homes as a man rushes an elderly woman out of the way.
Eu vou ter que parar um pouco a transmissão porque tá um pouco difícil de falar, tem bastante fumaça.
That's reporter Maria Teresa Cruz in a different video. She's describing the scene from a nearby roof, but she has to stop her report as clouds of tear gas waft over the area and into nearby neighborhoods. This sort of thing seems to be happening daily around the country. But activists are fighting back.
Temos que dizer que é despejo zero para poder dizer que o despejo é uma...
Late last month, a coalition of more than 50 Brazilian social groups launched a campaign to end the evictions. They're demanding judicial and legislative action. Housing and human rights lawyer Dito Barbosa is one of the lead organizers.
Ser despejado nesse momento é uma questão de vida ou morte. Ter a moradia, algum tipo
de proteção. To be evicted at this moment is a question of life or death. To have a home is a question of life or death. It's not just the federal government. The mayors and local governments should be protecting people. The United Nations has also weighed in, twice calling on Brazilian authorities to suspend forced removals during coronavirus. Alan Grimard is a senior officer at the UN.
It's part of human rights. Decent housing, access to decent housing has always been part of human rights. So evicting people that will ending in not having access to adequate housing is a violation of human rights.
That sounds straightforward enough, but here in Brazil, those recommendations are being largely ignored.
O vírus, 70% vai ser contaminado. Não adianta, se não for hoje, vai ser semana que vem.
President Jair Bolsonaro has repeatedly downplayed the virus and insisted on the need to reopen the economy. In June, he vetoed a bill that would have suspended evictions of families unable to pay rent during the pandemic. Brazil's economy is expected to tank by more than 8% this year. Unemployment is at 13% and climbing. There is movement on legislation in Congress to suspend evictions, but even if passed, it would likely still face a veto from Bolsonaro. Meanwhile, the numbers in this COVID-19 crisis continue to go up, along with the number of evictions, with no clear path ahead. For The World, I'm Michael Fox in Florianópolis, Brazil.